have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
You got to open up your mouth and say something. Listen, closed mouths don't get fed. But if you open up your mouth, hallelujah, if you release the word, come on here, somebody going to hear you. Come on, somebody. Good evening, everybody. Come on, call Lottie-Dottie. Everybody, let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and say something. Hallelujah. Well, go ahead. I never dare you to put it in the atmosphere what you want God to do. Don't you be scared. Don't you allow the enemy to hold your tongue. Don't you allow nobody to scare you out of your blessing. Open up your mouth and say something. Nothing happened until God spoke. And when he spoke, the earth was formed. Come on here. So you need to begin to speak a thing into existence. The Bible declares, it says, you, glory to God, the hallelujah, glory to God. You got to open up your mouth and say something. Yes, you do. You know, you'll have what you say. Whatever you're decreeing, you'll have what you decree. If you open up your mouth and say something, it's like saying, well, listen, I may not have it right now in my hands, but I believe that the more I speak it, the more I see it, the more I feel it, the more it comes into existence. So speak it into existence tonight. Whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you're declaring, whatever you believe in God for, speak it. We are a speaking spirit. We are a speaking spirit. So speak it. Open up your mouth and tell God what you want. Hallelujah. But don't you forget to give him some praise. And everything, give God praise. I'm telling you, whatever it is, give him some praise. If you need something that bad, put a praise on it. Y'all don't like to sow money, but I guarantee you ought to open up your mouth and sow a praise. Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a blessing tonight to be here with you, amen. It's 7 p.m. some places. It's another time in other places. But here tonight, it is 6 p.m. And we're so delighted and elated to be here tonight with you. Listen, go ahead and call a friend and let them know that I'm here, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Open up your mouth and say something. That song always get me, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So we want to go ahead and get our accolades out of the way. Amen. We want to give a shout out tonight to my man of God, hallelujah, to my lover, my friend, my confidant, my pal, my buddy, hallelujah, my bishop, my husband of 33 years, Bishop James Hunter. We want to give him a shout out tonight, amen, and the Forever Flowing Ministries, amen, that he and I, we work together in ministry, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to also give a shout out tonight to the Body of Believers International Prayer Line and our Married to Ministry. We want to thank Dr. Kimmy Kim, amen, for having us, amen, every week, amen, for just, you know, showing love and showing us how we can, you know, do this and do that and do this and this and that, amen. And I'm telling you, when before long, I'm going to be great. I'm going to be real great because I tell you, she's really trying to help me to accomplish some things and really trying to help me get the word of the Lord out. And I appreciate Dr. Timmy Kim and the Elation family. Amen. Hallelujah. Everything that she does is she has the right heart to do it. Amen. You know, you got some people, they do things that they got the wrong motives. Her heart is in the right place. Amen. And I praise God for that tonight. Amen. My kingdom sister. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, y'all go ahead now. I'm giving y'all another minute because y'all supposed to have 20 extra people on here tonight. Glory to God. I know some of y'all didn't do your homework. Hallelujah. But we bless the Lord and we love you tonight anyways. Amen. Glory to God. We're not going to be before you long, but the time that we're here, we want to make sure that we leave something on in your heart, something on your mind. Hallelujah. That'll make you think twice. You know, we want you to begin to think for yourself. Begin to look at it the way God see it. Begin to just think, you know, outside the box. Amen. Stop allowing the television to rule your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't be thinking like the world. We in this world, but we ain't from here. We're not of this world. So we shouldn't take on the things of the world. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We thank you tonight, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. God, we give you honor because there is no God like you, God. There is no God greater than you, oh God, and we praise you tonight. So, Father, we thank you for we thank you for what you're about to do through this word tonight. Father, we thank you that you're going to sharpen our discernment in this word. Lord, we thank you tonight for more revelation and knowledge of what you're trying to say to the church. Father, we give you glory tonight for this word. Lord, we praise you that it will go out, oh God, and men will begin to read it and dissect it, oh God, and apply this word to their lives. And Father, we forever give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I began to talk to the Lord. You know, you always, I don't care what you're doing for God, always ask God to use you for his glory. Yeah, let you get out of your way. Get out of your own way, because sometimes we're in our flesh and sometimes we get in our own way. And we want God to use us as he decreased in us our fleshly things, then he'll begin to increase himself and show himself strong. You know what I mean? Because we can't do it without God. And anybody that's trying to do anything without him, I feel sorry for you, because we cannot do it. Now, yes, there are things that we can think, we think we can do on our own. Yeah, but how long is that going to run out when your intellect is not there? You got to rely on his intellect and not your intellect, because he's all-knowing, and we praise him tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So today, we pray every morning. And one of the things that we've been praying for several, over a month now, we've been praying about, the Ukraine, right? And we've been praying also about the United States always getting themselves into other people's business. And, you know, we wonder, why is that? You know, all of these allies, they are allies to so many different other countries, you know. And every time somebody want to go into war with somebody else, who has to go and settle things and get things straight, as if they're the middleman or the mediator, it's always the United States. They are always fighting other people's battles. So we've been praying because, you know, the president has now deployed a lot of troops, amen, from the United States over to the Ukraine. And, Putin already told the president, you know, what he was going to do, our president, rather, the United States, Biden, President Biden, what he was going to do. And so, he's like, you know, trying to hold them off, you know, because he's saying Ukraine doesn't have a fight in this matter. And so, however, Ukraine, they ready now. Oh, they ready to go to war. So the Bible declares that, you know, you will hear a lot about a lot of wars and rumors of wars. But the thing is, you know, we need to stop fighting other people's battles and deal with the problems that's already in our country, right? Do y'all know that there have been 2 million people that have came across the border since President Trump has been out of office? Did y'all know that? Did y'all know all of these people that are coming over here and the United States is taking care of everybody but their own? That's a poor man. I'm going to say it again. I don't care who don't like it. It's a poor man that don't take care of his own. The Bible declares a man that don't take care of his own is as an infidel. Look it up. It's in the book. Hallelujah. It's as an infidel. So it's a poor governor. It's a poor president. It's a poor whatever you want to call him. It is a poor king to do for other people and don't take care of his own house. Come on here. The Bible says if a man don't work, he don't what? Eat. But if a king or governor or president don't take up the United States or take care of their own country, they should be sat down. Amen. We got to start taking care of home. The Bible says charity begins where? At home. We having class, y'all. And then spread abroad. I feel like a teacher tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just bless the Lord. We got to pray for the troops, American troops. Pray for them. I spoke on that maybe a couple of weeks ago. Keep them lifted up, y'all. Let's send up timber for them. Let's set up a wave offering. Let's set up a peace offering for them on their behalf tonight, that the Lord will spare their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us go to the word of the Lord tonight. Again, I'm going to try to tie this up really, really quickly, because we may have to revisit it. But I'm going to try to tie it up really, really quickly for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're in a time and we're living in a day that there's so many uncertainties, and we don't know left from right, right from wrong sometimes, or we play blind to it. Some of us turn a deaf eye and a deaf ear. We see things going on around us, but we act as if we don't see it. We hear about the afflictions that sometimes is put on others, but again, we act like we don't see it. We turn our heads, we turn our eyes, we turn our ears, every way but which way we need to, because of the simple fact we're trying our best to stay out of stuff. Let me tell you something. The Lord will put a burden on you, on his people for certain things. He may put a burden on you for children. Somebody may have a burden on them for elderly people. Somebody may have a burden on them for those who are sex trafficked, or somebody who, you know, the widowers, or stuff like that. You know, God will put a burden on your heart for certain things, for children, right, orphans, you know, and these things are on you to pray, to be not only an intercessor or to intercede on behalf of those things, but also be able to lend your time, amen, lend your money to help those, to assist those who are actually doing the footwork, right? To those that are laboring in that field, to assist them. So God will put a burden, a heavy burden on you to pray. And that's maybe that's the only thing he gives you to pray. Some people have abuse, whether it be physical, mentally, you know, they have the, you know, domestic violence, they have that burden. And all they pray for is those who be, you know, who's going through that, praying for the women to be saved and not murdered, you know, praying for them. And there are some men who have women, amen, to beat them, beat on them or whatever. So it's vice versa. But praying for the lives of the people, covering the children, that may be a part of the relationship, that have come out of the relationship. You know, so you got, it's because they're both families that are, that could be hurting at the time. So, you know, that's their burden. So whatever your burden is, I want you guys to take, to, you know, take it, take the burden that the Lord has given you. Don't accept it and do something about it. Be active, be proactive. Don't just have a burden and say, oh, Lord, that just bothers me so when I see those children overseas. Don't just do that. Why you have a burden? I mean, know what your, what is the burden that God has given you? Research it. Put your money where your mouth is. Put some money towards it. Bless those missionaries, or bless those who are on the streets, walking around trying to stop the violence and stuff like that. Bless those organizations. Amen. Y'all stop talking and ain't doing nothing. That's not a help. The Lord gave you the burden because he knew that you could pray effectively. You could pray strategically. You can sow seeds towards it. Amen. You can help the cause. Stop being a citizen of, and not doing anything to help fund the causes of the problems that we have to better the people. We have the solution in our mouths, but what good is the solution if you ain't doing nothing? What good is the solution to know you can help and you don't help? To have the gift and the talent to be a blessing and you don't do it. Everything got to be a fee. Well, if they don't want me to speak to the parents, then they're going to have to pay me. Well, wait a minute. God gave you the gift. Man, sir, woman, ma'am, sis, God gave you the gift. So why does everything have to be a charge? Come on, somebody. And don't come talking to me about what the preachers do, because I'm not your ordinary preacher. I'm not like the norm. They may charge you an honorarium, $5,000, $10,000. You understand what I'm saying? So don't put me in that box, glory to God. But if they charge, that's between you and them. I know what I'm charged to do. Amen. He gave it to me freely. Freely, I'm going to give it. Now, in the event you want to send me a love donation, I'm going to take it, because a workman is worthy of their hire. Come on, somebody. Let's read the word. Glory to God. But that's not the word tonight. Y'all got your Bibles. You sanctified. You deep and wondered, folks. You so deep and so knowledgeable. You intellectual. You theologians. You Pharisees and Sadducees. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. We're going to do only through 5 verses tonight. And if we get through them, we'll be a blessing. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, beginning at verse 1, and it reads, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Yes, they are here right now. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. My, 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 my. From such, turn away. So we have a lot of people in the house of God right now. They have only, and I hope y'all hear this tonight, we want to know, why do they act like that? Why do they get up and act like they so holy? And in the next 2 minutes, they mean mugging, they rolling their eyes, they blowing up, they don't, you know. Why do they act like that? Because they got a form of godliness. They said, well, I'm holy and I'm hood. Baby, you can't be holy and hood. You are either going to be holy or you're going to be hood. Which one is it? Y'all need to stop letting folks come. Well, I'm holy and I got a little hood. And I got, you either going to be holy or you're going to be hood. You can't have both. You have, when you get, listen, when you give your life to the Lord and you get delivered for real, you're going to be holy. You, the, those hood tendencies will be gone. Come on. I know some things you got to work on. Yeah. But if you've been in the Lord a year, oh, no, that thing should be gone. If you've been in the Lord 2 years, it should be real, real gone, gone. I'm holy, but I'm a little hood, all right? Keep playing with it. That's a form of godliness. Denying the power thereof. So the Bible begins to talk about in the first verse. Don't be naive, y'all. There are difficult times ahead. Don't you let nobody fool you. I told you we in the month is in 2022. There are going to be some bad days coming, people of God. Hear me. There are going to be some bad days coming. Yes. Famine is here. They're moving right now, trying to move. They're finally, you know, I've been praying for this for a minute, faithfully since 2018, about the homeless people, that the government will give these different organizations who have a heart and for the homeless, and not only that, have facilities, either whether it's feeding them, clothing them, or sheltering them, right? So I've been praying that the government will go ahead and give these agencies these funding so that they can be able to help more people. The Bible declares that the poor will be with us always. And so they have to be provided for. Amen. I don't care how much money you make, how much money you ever have. The Bible says the poor are going to be with us always. So that means that there should be some provision that those who say they are kingdom should provide. Come on here. That should always be an outreach where they can go by and get the things that they need. Listen, it's their day today. It may be yours tomorrow. But in spite of, there should be something somewhere. There should be what we call distribution centers. So when they need whatever they need, it should be at one location. Come on. Well, you know, you say you got outreach, and if the government is funding you all of this, well, why aren't you helping the people? And you know what I think they ought to do? They need to take that money back. You got it? From the government, use it for what it's supposed to be used for. So on another note today, there was released a lot of money, amen, and different places are getting the funds. Amen. And they're cleaning up the streets. They're cleaning up those different areas where they have made stations or where they have made their locations, where they have tented the whole places out. And a lot of them are saying that because they're homeless, because the agencies wasn't open, the different, you know, places, the Salvation Army might have been full. Some of these people have shut down because of COVID. So whomever it was that have shut down, I'm not sure of all the agencies, but there were some that was closed and the people had nowhere to go. So now it's cold. So what y'all going to do now? Amen. So some people getting funding. And so my thing is, I would just love to see where there's a facility only for families. Come on. So for families, for parents, mothers, fathers, and wives with their children. If they outdoors, they need a place and they do not need to be around. Just a single men You know what I mean? Or single women. It should be just families only. And then there should be a place for just men only, where the women would not have to worry about being raped. We got to use more wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. But then, you know, I know that may be a stronger, have more women or have more men homeless than women. I don't care what the ratio is. There are homeless people all over this world, all over this country. And we need to do something about it while we trying to go fight somebody else's war. Amen. Glory to God. So don't be naive, y'all. This day is already here. And then, you know, the Bible here talks about in Timothy, Apostle Paul was talking to these churches, right? Amen. And Timothy says that the perilous times shall come. They already here. Don't be naive. These difficult times, they're here. They're here. You know, the Bible says it's ahead, but they're here. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed, money hungry. Y'all see that right now. You can't get nobody to come to your church and preach. I'm talking about somebody that lives up the street from the church. You can't get them to come preach for $150. Y'all better hear me. I said what I said, and I'm not even talking about a pastor. I'm talking about just an evangelist or a teacher. You know, you can't get them to come for $150, and they live literally up the street. My God. Self-promoting. Tell you what. You don't have to tell nobody who you are, how anointed you are. They already know. They know. Amen. Even though they act like they don't know, they know. Glory to God. Stuck up. You got so many stuck up Christians, nose in the air like they don't care. Just stuck up. First ladies, y'all stop being stuck up. You ain't all that cute either. I said it. Some of you are not cute. The clothes might look good, but you ain't cute. But you stuck up. Come on. How you going to be ugly and stuck up? I'm talking about their ways, y'all. All right? Glory to God. Don't y'all throw the book at me because I'm coming back fighting. I promise you. I'm coming out swinging. I'm just playing. Amen. Profane. Contemptuous of parents. That's those disobedient children. The Bible says the children that are to honor their mother and their fathers, so that the days will be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. They're not honoring their parents. They're trying to kill them off for a piece of change. They're trying to kill them off for what they've worked for. Go get you a job. Hallelujah. It's a shame that you see the 90s babies. They're not as disobedient as these Z's. These Generation Z's, I'm telling you, you got to oops upside their heads. I'm telling you. I don't understand. Their soul. And the millennials, let me not leave them out. They feel like they, you know, it's like they're entitled to have. They're entitled to go. They're entitled. Everything is entitlement written all across it. But let me tell you something. Children do not appreciate anything nowadays. But if you make them work for it, they should appreciate it better because we did. You know what I mean? We didn't, you know, things we wanted, I'm just saying, I got it. But sometimes, you know, if it took you a little while to get it, you appreciated it more by just having it given to you, right? So, you know, people don't take care of stuff. So if it's, it, you know, I believe that when you pay for it, after you've worked for it and you pay for it, you're going to keep your stuff up. And then you loan it to somebody and they mishandle your stuff, I guarantee you, you won't ever lend your stuff out again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Proud. Boastful. Always boasting about themselves. Always boasting. I got this. I got that. I've been here. And ain't got nothing to show. Listen, if you're going to boast about your money, let me see some. Come on. Let me see what you're working with. Glory to God. You know, one thing about a rich person, a wealthy person, a millionaire can't always tell by the clothes that they wear. And see, that's one of the signs that everybody wants. Well, you know, they got on them, but they wear bad clothes. They sharp. They always sharp. Well, a millionaire is very frugal. Most of them are very frugal. Outside, and let's look at the entertainment, arts and entertainment. You see them always dressed up. Do you not know that those clothes, or they're wearing those clothes for performances or on these TV shows, and those are not their clothes. Those are designer clothes or loaner clothes that where there you have people who are trying to come up in the ranks, who goes to school to, you know, for school, you know, designing clothing or whatever. And so they're giving them these clothes to wear on the show. That's how they get exposure. Amen. And then after the show, sometimes they say, well, you can have it. You know, you just, you know, brought me all this business. So whatever happened, the case may be. Even the designers do the same thing. They pay. They listen. They be trying to hunt them down, to hunt the actors down to wear their clothing just so that people will buy it. Okay. So it's just, it's like trading businesses, or what we call bordering services. That's all it is. And so, after you see them, you see them on the streets, they look like somebody you never, it's not easy to sometimes spot them out because they don't look the same. They ain't got on a ton of makeup. They ain't got on all the weave. They don't have on all the lashes. So when you see them dressed down, you don't really know who they are, right? So never look at a book, judge a book by its covers, because a millionaire most likely will have seven pairs of jeans and wear those same one pair of jeans every day with a different shirt. And that's how they wear their clothes. They just keep rotating it out and washing it. They don't buy extra clothes. They'll never buy another pair of jeans until one, you know, is worn out, got holes in it. They throw it away. They just get another pair and put it in rotation. See, y'all don't know that, but that's how they do. I'm telling you what I know. Amen. And so, you know, and as with their children, they do this. They trying to save money. They say if it's not broken, we're not going to mess with it. And then if they do get a blazer, they may not have the whole suit. They like just blazers with pants or a pair of slacks, a beige khaki slack. Y'all don't pay stuff attention. You think just because people got the glitz and the glam, they got the money. Them be the broke folks. Because rich people know that they ain't fixing to spend. They are bargain shoppers just like you and I. Oh, yeah. I'd rather wait on, I love nice things. I love designer, and I have it, and we're wearing it, whatever I want, if I want to carry it. However, if I want to roll it, if I push it, whatever. Listen, but I'd rather get it on sale than to pay regular price for it. Listen, I ain't crazy. You must have for a rainy day, a sunny day, a cloudy day, a better day. You still got to have some fun. So don't be out there trying to ball if you ain't got it. If you ain't got it, don't fake it till you make it. Just wait till you can get it. Amen. And then sometimes you still don't need to spend it because you never know what's coming up, right? All right. So if anything, I can tell y'all tonight, save your money. Save your money. We're in a time where you don't need to be spending, people. It's not a necessity. You need a house. You need somewhere to stay now. You need somewhere to stay, and you definitely need a vehicle. How you going to get away? I'm talking to those. Y'all know who I'm talking to. How y'all going to get away if you ain't got a transportation? That's one thing you need to keep up. Keep your transportation up. You never know when we got to get up out of here. Come on. Glory to God. Amen. All right. And disobedient. Okay. We talked about the disobedience of the parents. They're unthankful. I'm telling you, you can spend your whole little check, $400-$500 on them 1 week. You done worked 2 weeks to get it. And they don't even appreciate what you need. Bought them a pair of new Air Max, whatever the name of them, honey. And then they wear them one time, come back home dirty. They don't even clean them. Leave them like that. Put them in the box dirty. See what I'm talking about? They don't appreciate it because they didn't work for it. But had you made them work for it, I guarantee you, they would say, oh, don't step on my shoe. Oh, don't touch my shoe. Oh, move on. Don't do that. Yeah, because they paid for it. Make them pay for it, parents, and see, won't you have some better kids? They may be mad, but I guarantee you, it'll save your pockets. Glory to God. And they're unholy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, have mercy. We're in a dog-eat-dog world, right? Got slanderous. People just slandering your name. As if it's, just like water coming out of their mouth, slandering your name. Don't realize they're going to have to pay for every slanderous word they spoke. They're going to have to pay for every slanderous word they spoke, every lie they told on you. Every lie, I said every lie that they told, they're going to have to pay for that lie. Why? Because they didn't have to tell that lie on you. And they need to stop repeating what other people said if it ain't the truth. It's one thing to be in the truth, and another thing is being a lie. You know, don't be lying on people's name, I'm telling you. Impulsively and wow. Haven't y'all seen these teenagers? Bishop was talking about that Sunday. They go to, you pull up to a car, a stoplight, man. Oh, Lord, they banging. They going. Oh, Lord, they got the head bouncing in the car up and down, up and down, up and down. Yeah, Bishop said he thought they were going to jump out the car. I'm just telling you, it's just, this is the world we in. Y'all wake up. It's savage, cynical, treacherous. My God. They so treacherous and ruthless. They killing anybody. They killing the blind. They killing, they robbing. Listen, they robbing the blind. They robbing your blind. They rob, listen, they are rob your dog. They robbing from the church. Y'all better hear me today. Hallelujah. They're addicted to lust and allergic to God. Let me say it one more time. They are addicted to lust. Hallelujah. My God. Addicted. They got a strong addiction to sin, to lust after each other, same sex, to lust after somebody else's wife, to covet. Lord have mercy, but they're allergic to God. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, that's slanderous, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. They hate to see somebody doing good. They hate to see somebody give you your accolades. They hate to see you, God elevating you in the realm of the spirit. They hate to see you doing good. Traitors, you got that all at the White House. Come on here. You got it at the White House. Yes, you do. High-minded lovers of pleasure. That's that addiction. Amen. More than lovers of God. The Bible says they have a form of godliness. My God, my God. But denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. My God, tonight. They'll make a show of religion, y'all. But behind the scenes, they're animals. Stay clear of these people. Stay clear of these people. Stay clear of these people. Y'all hear me? Do not be a partaker with these people or you're going to be on your way to hell. Come out from amongst them, even if you are with them, even if this is you, even if the words that were said tonight are you, if any of you are money hungry, self-promoted, self-absorbed, slanderous, lovers of your own self, my God, come out. Tonight I want you to come on out of the closet. Come on out so that God can clean you up. Come on out, my God, hallelujah. Come on out. We are in the last days. And if you don't get it right now, you ain't going to never get it right. You know, stop going around telling people, I'm going to come to church. I'm coming as soon as I get myself together. Baby, you ain't going to never get yourself together not to come to God, because the Bible declares that all unrighteousness is that filthy rag. So you might as well come as you are and let God deal with what you got going on. He's the only one that can save your soul. He's the only one that can make you whole. So stop with that little cliche. I'm coming in. I'm coming. Yeah, that's a lie. You ain't coming. You ain't going to never get yourself together to come. Every time you come is a different excuse. Y'all stop with all these excuses, but they are nothing but lies. I'm telling you now. Well, girl, why didn't you show up at church? It was just so much going on. All right. I'm glad you're saying that, not me, because guess what's going to happen? Something's going to be going on. You will have what you say. Watch the words that come out of your mouth. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. Speak life and not death. Stop lying. All them lies. You know what? You know, you got so many people tell so many lies, so they begin to start stuttering what is it? Tell, don't lie, because you know it won't come out. You know why? Listen, y'all better stop all that lying. I'm telling you, you look like the devil. when you do that. Amen. The Bible declares that the liar can't tarry in God's sight. We got to stop all this lying. If you're not going to do something, don't tell nobody you're going to do something. Be a man or woman of your word. If you're going to say you're going to do it, do what you say. Do what you say you're going to do. Your word is your bond. Hallelujah. So we got to stop. Well, I promise you I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock, and you still don't get that at 9. A whole hour later, you might as well not come. Amen. I mean, because, you know, all these lies. Well, I'm going to pick you up at 9. And it's 10 o'clock, baby. Go on back in your house. Don't you let nobody disrespect your house. Pull it up at 10 o'clock to get you. Not even for a club. Come on here. You got to, Lord, we're losing our respect. We're losing our credibility, believers. I just want to tell y'all, because y'all are falling for everything. You're falling for the jail. Y'all are falling. Everything that the world is telling you, every false media, every false narrative that come across social media, come across the news, y'all are falling for it. And it has you up today, down tonight. Up today, you're like a seesaw. Because what false media does is give you a narrative to make you sad, to make you depressed, to make you want to jump, to make you want to quit, to make you want to kill yourself. That's what they're trying to do. And y'all don't even see it. It goes over your head. Today I call you. Praise the Lord, woman of God. How are you? A blessing's on you. Well, you know, I've been in the house. I just don't know. You know why you don't know? Because you mean to cut that TV off. Hallelujah. Cut it off. Get in your word. Put on you some worship music. And let your house be saturated with prayer. Get in there and pray. Because the social media is only there to tell you what they want you to believe. What they want you to believe, you got to understand that there is somebody that is higher up, that is over media. Every station, every television station in this world has higher up, and they control the narrative that they tell you. Even though the workers sit there and they read the teleprompts, they only reading what has already been put up by the editors or the directors or the ones that's over the show. They have to read that telecom. And as they're reading it, whether it's a truth or not, they're going to read it because they want to get paid. So then when one of those anchor people speak, and they're speaking and somebody done slipped in something that was true, that they don't want the people to know, guess what happens? They have to come right on back and say, that was the wrong report. We're sorry to report that was not the truth, and yada, yada. How they deal with the city of state of Washington. Washington did not want that to get out, that they were going to make it mandatory that everybody in that state had to be. So what are y'all going to say? You mean to tell me now that the Constitution does not stand? You mean to tell me now it's not my constitutional right whether I want to get the vaccination or not? So you're going to take our right from us because we decide whether or not we want it or not? That's our decision to make. Amen. That's not the government. Come on. That's not their decision to make. And so now because, oh, Lord, here we go. I feel y'all's spirit. Mm-hmm. I feel y'all, but I'm just saying anyway. Now that you've been scared straight to take it. Uh-huh, I said it. You done got COVID. Then you going on, oh, I got to go get my second one. You done got COVID again. Now you're too scared to go get the booster. You need to be repentant. And everyone on the side of my voice today and that will come back, you need to be repenting. Amen. Now, I don't want to go there tonight, but we're going to talk about this jab. And y'all going to just see what the Lord say about it. Ask God. Some people say, well, I asked God, and he told me to take it. And you know what I told them? I said, now, listen, one thing I ain't is stupid. I'm afraid of God, okay? Hey, I'm scared of him. So if he told you to take it, you better take it. If he told you not to take it, stand on his word. Amen? That's all I'm saying. But it's my right whether I have any vaccination or not. That's my right. As a citizen, I'm a kingdom citizen. And y'all spoke everything. Scared. Your job telling you, well, listen, we're going to make it mandatory. And then as soon as they said that, you got so scared. You were just like Miss Celia on The Color Purple. Oh, I said that. Just like Missy. Oh, Lord, I'm about to lose my job, Lord. I got the work I need. I'm a dummy. I called you a dummy. Why I called you a dummy? Because you're dummying down to the world system. You're dummying down to the Babylonian system. If God be for you, who can be against you? Listen here, I'm trying to tell you something. If God gave you a job, if they take your job, God got something better. Sometimes he may not even want you to be on man's job, punching a time clock. God may want to give you your own business. Come on here. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. Y'all don't know when to clap. But I'm going to leave y'all alone tonight. Amen. We right at time. Let's close the book. Let me see. Let me change gears. Let me shift gears on y'all tonight. Hallelujah. How many of you love the Lord tonight? How many of you love the Lord? Hallelujah. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I'm telling you now, he's the best thing that should have ever happened to you as well. Glory to God. So listen, at this time, we're going to go ahead on to the phone lines. Glory to God. When you get on these phone lines, I want you to tell us your name, city and state, where you're chiming in from. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, we want you to give us a prayer request. Amen. So Dr. Kim and Kim, let's take it to the phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister KB from B-Town area, Brookhaven, Mississippi. How are you?
I'm well.
Just
how are you?
From Jackson. Oh, it's amazing. I appreciate
Let's
the message
see.
Tonight. I thank you so much for giving us that
you.
Word. It helps to be able
My
to
bless
hear
you.
Hear the word and the truth. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Well, woman of God, we are in the last days. And I want you to know that you're going to have to apply the word of the Lord to every situation that pertains to you, even on your job, even with your family, even with your friends. You know, I don't care if they be few or many, you still have to apply the word of God to your life. Because guess what?
Yes,
people are watching you now. People are noticing you. There's a difference. There's an air about you. And some people are going to want to know, girl, what's going on? You know, I just been watching you look lighter. There's some things about you. Because one thing about it, you can't have God and still look like the world. Come on, somebody. You can't have God
Amen.
And still look like the world. People will notice a difference
Amen.
About you. It could be your hair color. It could be, I'm telling you, your skin literally lights up. It illuminates when the power of God is on your life. So, you know, yeah. So
yes,
God just wants you to keep applying.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome. Keep applying the word. Amen. Keep applying it everywhere you go.
Amen.
Don't take down.
Yes.
Amen. Because you got a protector. Amen. You got somebody that protects you. Amen. He guards you.
Amen.
He got angels,
Amen.
You know, being encamped around about you. So you can't fail.
Amen.
You can't.
You
can't fail.
You.
And not especially
Thank
not
you.
This time. Eligible, might have failed in times past, but this time you won't fail. So keep your best foot forward. Keep the Lord on
Amen.
Your mind. Take
Thank
him everywhere you go. Buckle
you.
Your seatbelt
Thank
and let
you.
The Lord be your guide.
Yes.
We praise the Lord for you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in.
Hallelujah.
We love you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Call you on there with the apostle.
Hey, Apostle Sylvia Hannah, how you doing tonight? This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Emma. All is well with the apostle, honey.
Amen.
I'm well. I'm well. I'm sugar, sugar well. Amen.
That is,
glory
that is good.
God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Apostle Hannah, I love this word, especially when you said they're addicted to lust. And you said something about God. I was just laughing when you said that, but I had it on mute. It is so true. But I really enjoy this food that you fed us tonight in Jesus' holy name. And God bless you.
Thank you. I accept that, Mormon God. I accept the blessings of the Lord. I pray that the blessings of the Lord will overtake you. And add no sorrow with it. That's how you know
Amen.
God is, when it's God and when it's the devil. Let me say this. The devil can bless, all right?
Yes.
But he can't bless
yes,
like
Amen.
Our Father. Because one thing about
Amen.
God will bless us and it won't add no sorrow. You'll get a car note.
Amen.
And the car note, the car may be $50,000, and your car note be $300. Come on, where they do that at? Most people who have a $50,000 car note, their car note is about $700 and something, right?
Yes.
And so yours is
Amen.
$300. See, that's the blessings of the Lord, which
Amen.
Make it rich. And add
yes.
no sorrow. You ain't got
Amen.
No sorrow paying for it because it's something
Amen.
That you all right. Lord,
Amen.
Have mercy. But listen, God want to, yes, Hunter Oshaya. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you,
thank
that shall
you,
be
Jesus.
A fresh wind that blow in your home.
Thank
God
you,
is aligning
thank
things.
You.
He's aligning things. Hear me tonight.
Thank
He's
you,
aligning
Jesus.
Things. He's aligning
Hallelujah.
Things. And everything that
thank
don't
you.
Line up, my God, I'm sorry for
yes,
the dog's going to have to line up. Everything going to have to line up. Because God
Amen.
Is doing a new thing even in you, woman of God. Even in you.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yes, thank you,
that's
Lord.
The word of the
thank
Lord for you tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for
Amen.
Calling
I accept
in.
It and I love you.
Love you more. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Glory. Honorable Shia. Thank you, God. Caller, you only had with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia C. Hunter. How are you this evening?
God bless you, woman of God. You got to say my whole government name, huh? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Tell us your name and city and state you're chiming in from.
Yes, this is Jamaica, and I'm calling in from Mobile, Alabama.
Well, thank God somebody from Mobile, my hometown, is on the air tonight. God bless you, woman of God. Is there a prayer request
yes.
that you have tonight?
Just pray what the Lord leads you.
Well, the Lord ain't leading me to pray for you because he said it's already done. Hey! Shandabaso, mandakadabase. I'm not led to pray, but he said it's already
Amen.
Done. Hiya! And remember, I gave you a word against on the prayer line. It may have been on this line last week or whatever. But the Lord said, "What you got to do, you got to do it quickly. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't second guess. Move. Move out quickly." See, a lot of times people go, y'all listen to me real good. Now, a lot of times we miss our blessings because we take too long. We think it's a game. We think, oh, it's not for us. Oh, yes, it is for you. God is trying to bless you, but you move too quick, too slow. You're slowful about business. You're slowful in business. So how you expect to be a millionaire, trillionaire, billionaire, and you too slow? You moving too slow. Your feet shuffling. You're unique. You got, okay, I mean, y'all need some lashes. And maybe that'll get you to move. Hallelujah. But the Lord is
Amen.
Fighting for you, woman of God. He's fighting for you. He's fighting your battles. They already won.
Amen.
This is a done deal. I don't need to say nothing. It's a done deal. The battle has already been won.
Amen.
You ain't got no fight in it either. All you got to do is walk in obedience.
Amen.
And don't nobody else have to understand it. As long as God said it, it shall be done. That is the word of the Lord for you, woman of God. I love you. Thank you for joining me tonight.
Amen. God
bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Well, hello, Apostle Hunter. This is Pamela, Minister Pam, from Saraland, Alabama. Thank you so very much for that great word that you ministered on us on today.
Thank God.
Thank God for us to do better. When you know better, you do better.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, the Lord just wants us to understand the different things that is going on, that is here. It's been here. And we recognize it, but we didn't know, you know, why, you know, the fierceness of it. Why is it so, you know, the way that things are. But, yes, it's for us to do better. And also, you know, it's time for us to really just walk in our calling. Amen. It's time. I watched some things on tape. I watched the move of God. I'm telling you, God has a plan for every one of our lives, and he wants us to just walk it out. It's not a hard thing to do, but he wants us to walk it out, and it's the way we walk it out. Amen. It's the way we obey. It's not. It's just like the Lord tell you to do something, right? He gives you something to do. Some of us, we don't mind doing it. But then another part of us, we do mind doing it. You know what I mean? So, but God wants us to do it with a cheerful heart, because the gifts that you have, Minister Pam, there are some people that don't have that gift, right? And so the gifts that you have, God wants them in full operation. Every gift that he gave you, if he gave you the gift to cook, if he gave you the gift to sing, if he gave you the gift to praise, if he gave you the gift to pray, he wants all of those gifts. He don't want them lying dormant. Amen. So he sends a midwife like myself to make them be an activation. I want to activate those gifts so that you can be fully, you can be used by the master in every area of your life. What good is that, that we have leaders and they don't never activate us? They don't even see that we got a call on our lives. What good is a leader to have a leader? What good is it to have a prophet in your circle that can't see? My God, they ain't no good.
Amen,
but I thank God for the gifts that he has given you. And tonight I want you to just be stirred in your spirit to make sure that everything that God put in you, you're using it, you're doing it, and you know, and it's coming out, amen, so that God can get the glory out of your life. We love you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you.
Love you more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Hello. Calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. This is Ronnie's church.
Is it Minister Ronnie's?
Yes, ma'am.
What it do? What it do?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. You up there in the cold. Hallelujah. In the snow. And we down here in the heat. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We bless the Lord for you tonight. Amen. God told me to tell you something. He told me to tell you it's going to be all right. He told me to tell you it's going to be all right. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. So what I'm saying to you tonight, God is getting ready to deliver some things, all right? He's getting ready to deliver some people, places, and things up out of your life. Oh, you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And it's for the good. The spirit of sickness is for the good. He delivering that part. You know what I'm saying? He delivering you from it. The afflictions, the things that's going on right where you are, you know, in Cincinnati. God is delivering you from all of that. Amen. He's bringing things out. He's delivering mom. I'm telling you. There's about to be a what you call it, a fellowship, hallelujah, amongst family. I see God restoring mom. I see God restoring her. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because guess what? Y'all need each other.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Y'all need each other. Yes. Glory to God.
Have faith.
Yes, Lord. So that I thank God for you today, amen. Thank you for calling in. Amen. Stay on. Stay in the will of the Lord. Stay in the will. Hallelujah. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. So I thank God for you tonight. Amen. God bless you and I love you.
Love you too.
Amen. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God tonight. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you that have been on with us. Amen. We thank y'all for coming on every week. Amen. Want y'all to come back, amen, next week. But I need y'all to bring more people. Amen. Go ahead all week long. Prepare them for Tuesday night. Because see, I'm going to surprise y'all one day when y'all have the numbers on there. I'm just going to prophesy the whole night. I'm telling y'all for real. Glory to God. God is so amazing. Amen. I know that there are more people sitting and listening. Amen. That's okay. But we want y'all to interact. You know, you don't have to be afraid to say where you're from. Amen. Right? You don't have to be afraid of what God is going to say because God has you on his mind. Amen. He has you on his mind. So there's nothing. Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Caller, you on the air. My last caller for tonight. Amen. Well, I'll just talk my last minute on out the door. We just bless the Lord for everybody. I want to thank God. Amen. For Dr. Kim and Kim again. You know, I just thank God for all the things that God have given her vision to birth. Amen. I just thank God for that. I appreciate her uniqueness, amen, and aspect of business. I just thank the Lord for what he's taken. I thank him for her new job. In Jesus' name, I thank God for her children. Amen. Woman of God, there's relocation. I see relocation in the realm of the spirit. Relocation. So I'm packing your boxes, bags. Pack your boxes, bags. Boxes, bags. Talking to you, Dr. Kim McKim. Pack. Hallelujah. You got to do this by faith in the Bushite. So listen, you guys, I love you all, but it's been real. See y'all next week, same bat time, same bat station. Shalom.